You're listening to the Training Dummies. With Hoofit. Head. And Hotbox.
Hello, and thanks for joining us for episode 15 of the Training Dummies. This is recorded on Wednesday, October 3rd, 2012, a day early for you guys. Canada has some special holiday, apparently, with relatives coming in town for Daryl. And that is what's going on there, so you're going to get this a day early. I am Taylor. I play a druid tank named Hoofit. Joining me tonight is Rob the Death Monk, named Hot House. And Daryl, the rest of the shaman named Hend.
What?
You can explain that in a little bit. But it's been a crazy week in Warcraft, so let's go ahead and see what have you guys been doing this week. Why don't you, why doesn't Hot House go ahead and explain that? What's going on?
Hot House, that actually sounds like something you might find in Pandaria, huh?
Or a brick house.
I have been a little back and forth, a little hemming and hawing, and trying to figure out who I'm gonna move forward on. Put my most of my effort into. And yesterday, I finally decided after doing some DPS runs, because I hadn't DPSed really at all on this guy, but Roadhouse, the Pandaren monk, is gonna be my new main moving forward, and I have absolutely had a blast on him. That dude is so much fun. I don't think I've ever had that much fun leveling a tune, and I think that's attributed to several different things. Leveling it as a tank with a recruit, a friend who was also leveling a monk as a healer, so we just plowed through everything. It was super fun, but I didn't actually touch DPS up until a couple of days ago. And so I really didn't want to make the choice until I was able to get in and try it out Monk DPS. It's super fun. It's picking up for me kind of where Frost DK left off. I'm kind of having a mixed feelings about Frost DK at the moment, and talked to a few people on Twitter, and it looks like everyone's kind of feeling the same thing, but we're doing it. Leveling up some professions. I just leveled up cooking. We'll get into that in a little bit. And just kind of getting him nailed down as a main.
This is a mixed bag of news for me. You're finally off my token, but now you share the same gear I share.
Yeah,
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I guess, man, it depends if we're still going to have our rogue with us or not, man.
Wait, you're on my token now, aren't you?
Is it the protector one? Is it? I think it's warrior, hunter, shaman.
Yeah,
old man Daryl, sure get I off like my token.
I'm not sure I like this anymore.
I don't know. Everybody wins and everybody loses here, I guess. But when you see me kicking people in the face, it'll be all right. What have you been up to?
I think I got to level 88 yesterday, I think it was. So I've still been doing the, you know, couple hours every night, doing hand, and then, you know, playing with my wife and together doing quests. And after that, I've been running my pally. I actually got my pally to 87 last night. Whoa. You know, probably half of that is just mining as well, because I'm feeding hand all the mats. Made my first mated gem as well for Hoofit. So that was nice, because we didn't have an alchemist yet, and I suggested via text to my wife, what was that, Monday afternoon, I suggested, you should level your alchemy to 600, and about half an hour later, she texts me back, okay, done. I'm like, sweet, that was awesome. So we were able to get the transmute done for that primal diamond to get the mated done. I've done couple of the runs as well, just with you guys, getting my first runs through all the dungeons. I think I've done them all once, and I've done the brewery twice now. Just plugging away at it, trying to get to 90, so we'll get there eventually.
You just healed me on my
tanking
that. That was crazy because I didn't know that you hadn't been in there yet. So I was kind of like, let's go, dude.
I got lost.
Tearing off, you know, doing my spin flips and just taking off. I didn't realize you hadn't found the stairs there.
Yeah, well, and then Avi said, oh, it's by the chest, but we had looted everything, so the chest was gone. So I'm like,
oh, nice. Yeah.
Oh, that was funny. But yeah, no, that run went fine. It went fine. You tanked it. Seemed to go well. So, yeah, all good. It's been a good week, and I'm looking forward to pushing the rest of the way to 90 so we can get on to the raiding by following our schedule. But I know, Hoofit, you've been 90 for a while now, and you're ahead of the game here. So how have you been up to?
Oh, I've been plugging away at a few things. I've been trying to get Raid Finder ready, which requires a 463 item level minimum. And it's kind of crazy. I've got the two tanking trinkets out of the Corrin Dire Brew already. Those are item level 470. And the only non-5-man heroic gear pieces that I have, I've got one belt that's 450, and then I think it's bracers that are the JP bracers that are 458, and I'm still not over 460. I'm not even at 463 yet. So I upgraded two pieces today, and my item level didn't change at all. It's really bugging me.
Man. That's just crazy.
So yeah.
Even with those 470 trinkets, huh?
I know. Yeah, that was bugging me a little bit. But so I still need to get. I think it's that belt. That 450 item level belt is really. I think that's the one that's holding me back. Because the other four pieces that I had were the Justice Point pieces that they just unlocked. We'll get into that a little bit later. But those were 450, and then they hotfixed them to 458, and so my item level shot up pretty good, but then I upgraded two of those pieces, so now I just have one piece and then that belt that's 450 left, and it just trying to get Raid Finder ready, and it just wasn't working, so I'll have to keep on trying for that. But Hen mentioned his wife getting alchemy up to 600 in like half an hour. That is no lie. The professions,
yeah.
Man, I was banking my materials. Like I said, I have two enchanters, and when leveling one enchanter, it would often take more than what Matt's two characters going from the beginning of an expansion leveling all the way to level cap of an expansion. Take Wrath, for example. Mm-hmm. Took Hoofit from leveling from or Cataclysm, to, you know, from 80 to 85, and my mage from 80 to 85 to have enough mats to almost get level capped out on enchanting. And that was disenchanting every drop, every quest reward that wasn't useful, you know, all that stuff. Or upgrades that I upgraded out of, and the old gear get disenchanted. And this time, I had only leveled Hoofit, and I had just been holding on to mats. I mean, I was just banking mats like crazy. I'm going, man, I'll probably have enough to get, you know, 20 points away from max with this. And I leveled it in like, you know, I had some enchanting vellums, and I just started leveling the ones that would give me the most points and what I thought also might be useful for people. But I ended up just doing stuff for me because nobody was 90 yet or even close to it at the time. And except for Avi, and it was serious. I mean, I didn't count them, but it was approximately like 10 enchants, and I was level capped for enchanting.
That sounds about right.
I was like, wow, this, so I have a crap load of materials left over, and that's a good thing. And what's really cool is they added in for enchanting, like, it would always be like halfway into an expansion, they would allow you a way to shatter a high-end material to make lesser materials. Well, now, apparently, right from the get-go, you can upscale materials. So I can turn dust into essence into shards, mm-hmm. shards into crystals. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's nice.
So,
that's definitely nice.
Yeah, I have an excess amount of dust, and So it'll be glad that that'll actually be useful now, instead of being disappointed every time we're trying to do guild enchants, and I'm like, I'm out of essence.
Right. Yeah.
We're having everything
you their grains. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Henwood
is a. Go ahead.
Yeah, Daryl. He would always send me like his BOE greens that he'd get, and I'd get mailboxes full, and he'd be standing right next to me, and I'm disenchanting, and I'll get like 3 stacks of dust and 2 essence, you know, back in in all of Cataclysm. It's like, all right, yep. I have enough for 1 enchant. Yeah. So, but outside of that, leveling my professions, I've been rep grinding like crazy every day, almost every daily quest that I can get my hands on at the moment. And I have not even trained pet battles. I know. Some people out there are just about spit their coffee
do
out
it.
Or something. But
do it.
I am not going to do that. And I am not even going to touch that.
Waste time.
So that is pretty much what I've been up to. That is going to lead into some of our discussion later on in the show. And right now, let's go ahead and get into just a quick question I popped out on there on Twitter, just to get a feel for where other people were at, other listeners and other Twitter followers, just kind of get a feel. So we asked, how many of you are stepping into heroics already or are struggling to get in them? We had a few responses. I'll go ahead and start out with some of these. So, Aaron B. says, after doing the Shadowpan Monastery on normal, I don't even want to think about heroics. Oh, I can totally feel for that. I hate that dungeon. It, for whatever reason, it seems easier on heroic than it does on normal. Well, not now that I'm totally over-gearing it, but it still sucks. It's my least favorite dungeon.
I've only done
dungeon.
It once with a level 90 druid tank, and it seemed to go okay. You know, no real problems there, so I don't know what you guys are whining about.
Yeah, you may have had a pretty awesome monk in the group there, too. So.
Maybe if you
had a monk who almost died a few times killing volatiles. I know that much.
Who are these people you're talking about?
I don't know. A bunch of noobs I got grouped with.
The level 90 noob.
You betcha.
All right. we've got Unholy Lord DK. K, after questing in Dread and Dread Wastes and doing Corin Direbrew for 2 item level 470 trinkets, I was in heroics in about 10 minutes after dinging 90. I did the same thing. I got the 2 tanking trinkets out of Corin Direbrew. I still didn't hit the minimum. What was it? 453, I think, was the minimum. But after I bought a reputation piece that I had unlocked on the Klaxi, I was able to get in. Okay, we got Ledicious Warrior. Sadly, I'm only 89 still, but do you have a nice resource for boss fights? In Kata, I found bullet point strategies, but nothing simple like that for Mists. I know what he's talking about.
This is
talking
me earlier
about
saying he dinked 90 today, I think. So.
Oh, well, congratulations.
So he's got
yes.
a... Yeah, just a...
I remember a WoW Insider had done for the
Hour of Twilights.
The Hour of Twilight Dungeons, yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
I've already forgotten.
In 5 minutes or whatever.
Yep, and those are pretty cool. I don't know, we could probably come up with a list for that, or...
Vance does a lot of guides, too.
Yeah, but are they bullet points? They're pretty extensive, those.
Yeah.
I don't know, I could probably come up with a quick list. There's still a couple of fights, though, that I'm a little shady on. I can get through them, but I just have a feeling that there's a mechanic I'm missing or something. But, yeah, I haven't seen any quick boss guides like the WoW Insider guide, the 5 minutes. I haven't seen anything like that. But yeah, you can still go to Icy Veins. We'll have detailed descriptions, I'm pretty sure. I haven't checked, because I went into all the I've done all the heroics at this point several times, and I went in blind because I didn't want to spoil it. So I just jumped in, I just did them. You know, I let the group know, hey, it's my first time here, and I went in, tanked it, and pretty much rocked it. But Shadowpan still sucks. I don't like it at all.
Take this, the nature of that place, man. Ugh. It sucks. I didn't believe you about the AoE until I went in there, man.
It's like they've got the Shaw of Suckage mobs in there or something.
Right. All right, we got another one from Efail here. It says he had no trouble on hitting 90. He bought some blacksmithing plans with moats and crafted with ore gathered leveling. And Drew did, mostly geared out in heroic gear. Just need two or three more pieces, then off to raid. So that's pretty quick. Wow.
That's really quick.
But I guess the raids came out yesterday, so I guess he needed to be ready.
Yeah, I've seen people in trade asking for, you know, various people. I saw someone asking for a tank for the, darn it, I can't remember what it is now, but it's the beginning raid.
Mogushan Vaults.
Yeah, that's what it was. And they wanted a 460 item level or higher. And so, I mean, I've been running heroic since I dinged 90, and ever since they bumped up the Justice Point gear to 458, I was over 460 pretty easily. I just can't seem to bump over 463, even with those two dang trinkets, because of that stupid belt I'm wearing. Once I get
it's
that,
almost
sure.
Going to require some sort of crafted gear. I don't know. I'll have to look at that. I know there. I saw somebody the other day with an enchanting polearm or staff that was actually really nice. It came from the inscription. Did I say enchanting? I don't remember.
How did they get that? Because
I don't know. Avi made me a 425 that I was able to use
that,
right
okay,
away.
Okay, okay. There's an epic one. There's a 370 something.
Yeah, I think that comes
or 470.
A bit. You're going to need a lot more mats, and then you get the pattern. Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see that stuff here pretty soon, I'm sure.
That one's going to take a minimum of 20 days to make. Because
it
takes...
It's
a daily. You can only make one of the scrolls a day, and it takes 20 of them. I know, because I was looking at it. I want to make the staff for Hoofit, but I really don't want to level the paladin just yet. And I don't want to... The biggest part will be getting the Spirits of Harmony.
Yeah.
I'll have to somehow farm those up. But I'm still making the scrolls every day, just in case. Just in case.
I read somewhere that they were going to... They might change the motes a little bit. But I don't know.
Like what? BOE or bind on account?
Yeah, or like maybe BOA.
Yeah. BOA if they're binding on account, I'm set, man. I got tons on Hoofit.
We'll see. I don't know. They've adjusted a lot of stuff on the fly really quick, and then they've stuck to their guns on a couple other things. So I don't know. We'll have to see.
Yeah. Well. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna finish up these last two, but what?
Oh, just real quick. I mean, it seems like they've admitted that their particular gear leveling is a little wonky. That's why they've made some of the adjustments that they've done.
Yeah, with the whole heroic debacle. The PvP gear crafted stuff.
PvP gear, the Justice Point gear, all that stuff is just kind of like...
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe they'll... I would love it if they... if the motes were bind on account. I mean, I can understand them if they wouldn't make them BOE, but bind on account, I mean, if you've got alts that, you know, support each other, then that's going to be pretty helpful.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right, I'm sorry. Get on with the Twitters.
We're good. We got Traxden here who says, I was in 439 gear when I dinged level 90, so just did the arena scenario for the weapon and headed straight into heroics.
Oh, yeah. And yep. That's a good decision.
I'll have to see. I'll hit 90 here pretty soon. I hit 89 about 5 minutes before we started recording, so I'm getting pretty close. I need to figure this stuff out, too. Fury Walls says, Guardian tanking them. Fast Qs, crafted contender gear helps a lot, which is kind of what we were saying a minute ago, the PvP thing that was going on, their crafted gear. But they've kind of balanced some of that out. They went back and readjusted the Justice Points item levels and brought down the PvP item levels. So you don't need to cheese the system anymore here. What's really cool is that Ghost Crawler on Twitter really, really saw that stuff and picked it up right away and interacted and they fixed it like right away. You know, they went in and said, "Oh, yep, you guys are right here. Let's hot fix that." You know,
that's amazing. Really, that's pretty.
I think it's pretty cool though. You kind of have to this day and age, man. If people have a complaint, if you don't fix it right away and people are upset, then you know. Then that's their $15. I'll go spend somewhere else, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it's really cool. I'd definitely, you know, good on them for seeing it, responding to it, and fixing it so quickly. You know.
Man, we should get on Twitter and talk about moats being BOA.
For sure. Well, it was really funny. I have a couple of guys that I've just run into the starting areas, and I've got like moats on several guys, and it's just funny because like my priest is 85, hasn't set foot in Pandaria yet, and enchanting and tailoring are both almost 600 on her. So I think that's like what you were saying a minute ago, being able to just like knock those professions out really quick. That's really funny.
Yeah, now you have to make sure you loot everything too, because I know there's been times in the past where, like, for instance tonight, like Chariot had killed something and I was just riding up, like she beat me to where the quest mobs were, and it completed the quest and it was my loot, and I'm like considered just riding on to the next checkpoint for the quest, but I'm like, no, I stopped off and picked it up, and sure enough there was a moat there.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
there's no leaving stuff unlooted anymore. Like you got to check that stuff.
That's pretty easy not to do now. I mean, you only have to loot once for crying out loud, Hand.
Jeez.
Yeah, but it was
AoE looting. Come on.
Like, you know, yeah, but there was only one mob there. There was only
right,
one.
Right.
I know, yeah, but I know. I'm like, man, am I ever glad I actually? Because I did consider not looting it. I considered just you know, driving on past, and she can catch up to me for the next part.
But welcome to obsessive compulsiveness for dummies.
Okay, let me ask you guys this. Have you do you think that they've ninja nerfed the cloth drops? Because man, I would go out and quest for a little while and I'd have like 3 or 4 stacks, and then like tonight I played for a couple hours and I've got like 12 pieces.
I hope they did, because I've been buying up lots at like like 50 silver a piece, or like 10 gold for a stack. Yep. I've been buying up quite a bit. Not obscene amounts, but, you know, I'll check the auction hall, and I can't pass it up because it's got to go up. It has to. It just has to.
Oh, man, it was like overnight all of a sudden. I came in, and I'm like, wait a minute, where's all my cloth? I'm still wanting to make some stuff. I was making stuff and disenchanting it and getting I was getting some of the mats that way, too, on, you know, just sending it to myself and doing it. But now, all of a sudden, the cloth is gone.
Man, I
don't know.
I lifted it.
I mean, I haven't been questing after 90 cap, but I've been doing lots of dungeons, which have lots of humanoid mobs, so I've still been seeing a fair amount of cloth, but I know what you mean, though. There was a lot of cloth for a while. In the first day or two, I was selling them for 300 gold a stack, maybe sometimes 4, but not too often, and then within 2 days, it had gone down to 25 gold a stack. I was like, holy moly, glad I got on that bandwagon when I did.
Is it just me, or does it seem like mats are not selling, like, now that we're, like, a good, you know, week into it, that all the current mats for this expansion, they're not selling for nearly as much as I was hoping. Well, I know that'll change, but right now, I'm like, holy crap, dude, I've got, like, all this ore and all this stuff, and I'm like, it's not even worth selling at this point.
Oh, you're crazy. You are crazy, and that is blasphemy.
Like going, that's going.
You
for,
are a blasphemer.
For, it's going for cheap, man. I better. You're better off buying it than you are selling it.
Okay, look at this. So, yeah, when I was first, the first couple days of herbalism, I can't speak for mining, but it has to be similar. I would imagine it. There's no way it couldn't be similar. So the first couple days, I was selling stacks of herbs for anywhere between 200 to 600 gold a stack. And yes, that's really good, and it's ridiculous, and it's
that's
it's exploding, but it was awesome for me. So now 8 days in, I am still selling herbs. Yeah, it's only like anywhere from 100 to 200 gold a stack instead of 200 to 600, but it takes me no time at all. I filled up in 30 minutes. Wait, okay, here's an interesting thing.
You're a Tauren Druid Herbalist.
Well, that's...
Level 90 flight form.
With level 90 flight form. Hacks.
And it's awesome. So in... I put the numbers out there. I'm going to try to recall exactly how much I had. But so I queued up for a specific dungeon. It said it had zero of however many bosses killed. I needed something off of the first boss. So I queued up, and it said, hey, zero of three bosses, do you want to join? I hit join, I zone in, and I get the warning that says, this instance is in progress, one of three bosses have been killed. So I'm like, well, crap, no. So I clicked decline, I exited, and it gave me the freaking 30-minute debuff.
What, so, without going in?
No, I went in, I got the warning that said this dungeon's in progress.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, you can either leave or stay. And because I needed the first boss, I decided to leave. And it gave me the 30-minute debuff. And I didn't, like, just, you know, leave. I used the in-game interface. Do you want to stay or leave? I'll click leave. Bam, 30-minute debuff.
Yeah, that sucks.
So, it made me mad. But what I ended up doing was, well, let me just go herb a little bit for that while I'm waiting for that 30 minutes. In that 30 minutes, I got... Okay, I don't remember how many herbs I got. All I know is that it was about 6,500 gold worth of herbs that I got. That sold. By the time the 30-minute debuff wore off, I went, I listed everything, I queued up again, got into a dungeon, and almost all of it, except for maybe about, I don't know, 500 of it, had sold by the time I was done with the dungeon.
Jeez, man.
So, I am having no problems. I mean, yeah, they're, you know, not selling for as much as they were, but they're still selling for quite a bit. And I am going to keep taking advantage of that for as long as people will let me.
Yeah, if it's working for you, then I don't know. A couple times, like, I just needed something to... Oh, for the jewel crafting daily, where you use the three gems to do that. And I was short one, and I would go, and it was like 10 gold for the one gem. I'm like, it's like nothing, man. I'm like, I could work my butt off and go farm it up and hope that I get it and prospect it, you know, or I could just spend like a couple of gold and go do it, you know. So I don't know, maybe I'm just not looking at the right part of the market.
I don't know.
Or all these blue gems that are coming out of my dailies, they're like, I'm like, oh, this is awesome, I'll go sell this, and it's going for 7 gold on the auction now. So I'm like, what?
I'm looking at gems,
what the heck?
Yeah, when I'm looking at gems in the auction house, because I finally started getting gear that had gem slots in it, and they were like 300-500 gold a gem. Man, I can't afford that.
Right.
I just made 6,000-7,000 gold in 30 minutes. I can't afford a gem.
Well, it's free if Hen makes it for me.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, I gotta send super special shout out props to Hen. He hooked me up with one of those stinking engineering trinkets with the three cog slots in it.
Yeah, you
do not have to be an engineer to use this. And they're going for relatively cheap on the auction house, but it has three slots in it. It's a 450 trinket, and the cogs that you put in there are plus 600 to your stats. You can't do any primary stats. I should look it up. I don't even remember what it's called. What's the... Do you know the name of this?
Iron Dragonling.
There it is. And if you guys aren't using this, man, this thing is, like, seriously OP for what it is. I mean, you can put in crit, mastery, haste, dodge, parry.
You can't stack them, though.
No, you can't stack them, but, I mean, it's so silly how much it gives you that it's just...
You still get 1,800 secondary stats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so, it's mean, still good. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying, you know, don't go in there thinking you're going to get, you know, 1,800 mastery or 1,800 crit or whatever.
And it's a 450 trinket. I mean, you're not going to replace that until you get to heroics. And you can equip it at 86 or 87, so...
87, yeah.
Yeah, it's a gimme, man. Just go grab one of those, put it on, dude. It's a... Or make friends with an engineer, because that is the... It's definitely OP.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Well, since we're talking about this stuff, let's go ahead and move on to the pretty much our main topic discussion, which is getting yourself up to the top of whatever it is you're doing. Before we go rambling on about more of this stuff, I want to ask if either of you can cover anything about pet battles and how far, because I won't do it, but if either, I know both of you have, so how far have you gotten and can you, do you have a feel for what it's going to take to be the ultimate pet master?
It's going to take work for sure. It's, because... There's so many nuances to it. You know, the type of battle that you go into, you know, the different pets do better against some pets than other pets, and you're building your team, and you know, you don't want to have all the same thing of your team on, and you kind of want to, and you can rotate them out throughout the battle, and there's going to be a lot to it. I know there's a few people out there that have really, really dove into it and have some expertise, and I think maybe we'll track some of them down and bring somebody on. But for me right now, I've definitely played with it. It's super fun. It makes me laugh. It's fun. It's funny. It's stupid. It's awesome. It's an absolute. If you're looking at being productive in your end game, stay away from it because. It brings nothing to the table. You do not, other than some achievements and just laughing your butt off because it's funny and it's frustrating and just stay away from it. If you're looking to gear up and get some stuff done and work on your alts and just stay away from pet battles. But if you're wanting to just waste some time and have fun, that's definitely a good place to go.
I know there's been a few internet comics going around about pet battles and. There was a post on the Blizzard forums about damn you, Blizzard, for ruining my end game. I haven't even got to 86 yet because of pet battles.
Because you made it too fun.
Yeah.
Oh, and I found out the hard way yesterday, too. I put this on Twitter, but if you guys missed it, queuing for pet battles will pause your dungeon queue. So if you're looking to get into a dungeon and you're in a group with a couple of friends and your healer decides he's going to pet battle while you're in queue. I was sitting there. I'm like, man, this is taking a lot. I mean, we have a healer and what the heck? I mouse over the little icon. It's all queue paused. I'm like, what the heck? Oh yeah. Wow. He's in a pet battle right now. You guys are paused.
Oh man. So,
yeah. I haven't got much.
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, I know you can't queue for.
Than Rob. I love when we do that. Okay, I haven't got much farther than Rob in the pet battles either, or as far. I think I have only a couple level sixes, but I was reading. I think it was even on Twitter. Someone was mentioning that there is a lot of strategy in this. They built a lot of strategy into this, where you can have two pets that are a really good damage. Pet and the other one can be your healer and you can swap them out, you know, and heal everyone up, and then your third one is, because you're allowed three of them, your third one could just be, you know, a bonus something for whatever. So there's actually, you know, a lot of strategy in this, building your perfect team and you know, the way the classes are against each other. What is there, six or eight different types? But it's it's like a big rock, paper, scissors. You know, one will beat this guy and one will beat this guy, kind of thing. And it just goes around. So there's on what's better and what has better defense against certain classes. But
yeah, but you got to look down the road too, because like I'll have like with little Ragnaros, he'll put a trap down and that trap will last for, you know, six rounds. So yeah, you know exactly. That, you know, so you're like going, okay, I've got that covered. This guy, I'll pull this guy out and he'll give me a crit buff. And it's just like all this crazy stuff, man.
Yeah, there's way more to it than I ever thought there would be. And I've
it
only
is,
got a
yeah, couple, it's not
I've only got
kitty.
A couple level sixes, but yeah, it was just like, wow, there's that much to this. And I've barely scratched the surface. So yeah, it's pretty impressive system. I'm very impressed they put this into the game.
The music
just a,
is awesome too.
Yeah. Oh, I know, it's great. Whenever you start a battle, it's awesome. Yeah. So you were saying, Taylor, what were you trying to spit
out? It makes a little bit of sense because you can't queue for, say, a battleground and a heroic at the same time either. So I guess it would make sense that you can't queue for a pet battle and something else.
Yeah.
I missed that. You used to be able to. I'd go into a battleground and knock that out, and then by the time I come out, my dungeon queue would be ready.
Jeez. I don't remember that.
Was it was kind of right around... Yeah, it was in Wrath. It was kind of when I was first getting into endgame.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I know you could queue for more than one battleground, though, where you could go into a battleground and still keep your other one up there. So if you got into a battleground you didn't like, and the other one popped, you could leave the one you're in and didn't like and go to the one you did like because it now popped. Remember that?
I remember that. Yes, yes, yes. Because you really wanted to get Arathi Basin or something, but you just queued for
like
AV
that.
until Arathi popped, and you're like, "Oh, I'm out of here."
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I remember that now. Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of playing at the end game, right now the 5-man heroics are almost the end game. Yes, heroics are the raids just opened up this week, but. Before you can get into raids, you're probably going to need some gear out of heroics because it's going to be really hard to get it elsewhere unless you're decking yourself out in PvP gear, which isn't this expansion. That is not going to be a taboo like it used to be.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, well, so what I would recommend, one of the Twitter responses brought this up. So as soon as you hit 90... Over in the Kunlai Summit, over at the White Tiger Temple, there's a quest.
Okay, yeah.
There's two people standing next to a gong, and there's a quest you can get to do it's like a daily, but I don't know if it's a daily or not. But at any rate, it's a quest you can get for doing an arena. Or a scenario, I'm sorry, a scenario. And the scenario is basically an arena. There's no trash, it's just like five bosses, maybe six. I don't exactly remember.
Oh, so it's like easy. Crucible and Amphitheater of Anguish and all those. Is that this expansion version of that?
I guess so. Well, it more or less reminds me of... Well, yeah, okay, so yeah, Crucible of Carnage, Ring of Blood, that type of thing. It's very, very similar to that.
Oh, okay.
The look and feel of it reminded me more of the what was the stuff up in Ice Crown up in the tournament
Trial
area.
Of the Crusader or whatever.
Yes Trial of the Crusader. It kind of reminds me of that, but without the trash, because it's like all these bosses. But I think you're right, I think it's definitely more of a Ring of Blood type of thing where you've got except there's not quests in between each boss. You just when a boss
right,
is done, you have a chance to recoup and start the next one whenever you're ready and just keep on going. There's, you know, nobody's going to gank you. You just kind of do your thing.
Little instanced version.
Yeah, it's a scenario. So you jump in and it's you and two other people and you just get it done. And I did
cool.
it with
cool.
Me tanking and a rogue and a warrior. And it was pretty easy. There was a couple bosses cool. where I thought it might get a little hairy, but for the most part, it was It was a cakewalk. One boss, I think, got us to maybe half health. So, yeah. Pretty good weapon. I think it was a 450 weapon. I only got to see...
I already have a 450 now.
Well, this is a good way to get one.
I've got the normal mode version of the one you have, I think.
Some pole arm,
opposite. It'll still be cool. I'll definitely do it for sure, but yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And let's see. If you are not sure what drops from where, there's a couple things you can do. The first thing, Google. Just go in and type in, you know, my class, gearing guide, Pandaria, or gearing guide 5.0.5. Somebody out there is going to have a list of gear specifically for what you want to do. Yeah. Now, you can still use some sites like Ask Mr. Robot, for example, will suggest gear upgrades, but they might be suggesting over what you're capable of getting. So if you're looking to take smaller steps, you want to see what's from the normal modes and then upgrade into heroics and then upgrade into rating. Either look for, you know, Google a class best in slot gear for preparing for rating, or you can also download an add-on. One of my favorite add-ons is Atlas Loot Enhanced.
Yes.
And it's a really nice way to browse every dungeon or faction instead of just dungeons. I mean, I know you can go to the dungeon journal and you can look at bosses and what they drop, but I think the Atlas Loot add-on is easier to use than the dungeon journal as far as looking up gear, because you can sort by... It just has easier sorting options. In addition to that,
search,
it's got...
too, yeah.
Yeah, you can do searches. You can also do, there's like hot buttons for factions, craftables. It's got a bunch of shortcuts for pretty much anything you can think of. And it's pretty handy. So if you have never heard of it or haven't used it, it's a great way to check out what's in what dungeon.
Between that and Mogget, I think the hand is less
set. If you have Mogget, Atlas Loot, Mogget actually pulls information from Atlas Loot. So if you only have Mogget,
nice.
You can see what stuff looks like. But if you have Atlas Loot in addition to Mogget, then you can see what it looks like, where to get it, where it drops, and all the item information and everything. So, it works great with Mogget. So also, if you hit 90 and you haven't finished the Dread Wastes, or at least haven't finished the Klaxi quests, the Manted, the gold-colored Manted guys, you got to finish that. Not to spoil too much, I know not everybody's 90 yet, but it's gonna end up... You're gonna basically unlock a reputation by the time you finish doing all those quests. I think you can unlock some dailies, but I'm not sure. I ended up doing all of them, but I think you can unlock some dailies without completing all of them, but obviously if you complete the entire quest line, then you have access to all the dailies all the time. I'm not 100% sure on that, because I haven't not finished it. But it's got an interesting cutscene, which I think is a raid boss, because I don't think I've seen it in the five-man dungeons that deal with the Manted. And there's also some... I think there's bracers that you can buy from this at Honored. And by the time you hit 90 and finish all these quest lines, you're going to be Honored. Was it Revered? I'll just say Honored.
Revered, but I don't know.
You're going to be something.
Well, all I know is that you can buy... Something. You can at least buy the Justice... Even before they did the Justice Point fix, you could buy the Justice Point bracers from the Klaxi... What if you finished all of those and did the quests and finished and completed that quest hub? That was my first buyable piece of armor with Justice Points gear, and they just recently fixed the other Justice Point vendors, because you had to be... they were either blocked because you had to get rep with Golden Lotus or before you could get access to them, but they fixed it. So now if you've got Justice Points sitting in your bank and you want some 458 PvE gear, Go visit Commander Lo Ping in Town Long Steps. He's the panda with the blazing internet speed.
Yeah, Lo Ping.
For a one-stop shot. He's basically, for the 458 gear, he has all of the gear that all of the other individual quest faction hubs have. Now, he doesn't have the revered and exalted stuff that everyone else has, but he's got all of the stuff for the honored, I want to say. So yeah, if you've got some justice points, you want some 458 gear, go visit Lo Ping. The gear that you can get, there's chest, gloves, bracers, rings, and trinkets, and cloaks. So that's 6 different slots that you can upgrade real quick to 458 to help bump you up there.
Yeah, that'll be a real good boost getting into heroics.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, something you want to do if you're in a guild, if you're getting this kind of gear and you're ready to jump into heroics, or you're getting heroic level gear, this is probably about the time that you're going to really want to start enchanting, gemming, getting your scribes with the shoulder enchants, tailors with the leg kits, leather workers with the leg kits, gems. If you've got someone that can make them, start doing it. If you've got a friend in the guild that can make them, but he doesn't have the mats, you know, help each other out. I know I've helped Avi out with her, I think her alchemy. She's helped me out with my skinning, or my leather working, so I can make the melee leg armor kits.
We got to be getting close to unlocking the heirloom pants too.
We still, I think it's all the lower professions, so fishing, archaeology,
yeah, those
cooking,
are good.
I think
those are gonna be the worst.
Yeah, those are the ones we have to max out to get the heirloom legs.
But anyway,
so yeah,
blacksmithing yet?
Taz might.
Yeah, I think
might.
Yeah, was, pretty
if
sure.
If not, he's probably close, I guess.
Now, inscription, I think, is going to be hard, too, because you get to a certain point, and then all you can do at that point, if I recall, is make...
Is your daily or whatever?
Yeah, the daily one, 1 point a day. So, I mean, there's nothing else really that you can make, but you do that scroll, and it gives you a glyph every day and a scroll. But, yeah, most professions are still pretty easy. I'm pretty sure Taz got his blacksmithing up. I want to say that he said it was pretty darn easy. Gating the content in Pandaria so far has all been... It's not blocked by... You know, it's ridiculous to get your profession up to max level. What's blocked is the patterns you can get from the reputation vendors. Because they're blocked or they're gated.
Yeah.
And speaking
of
that,
crafting.
Oh yeah, go on. Explain the gems real quick.
Well, yeah, and even with jewel crafting, the getting the rare quality recipes, you have to do a daily one. You know, you can learn one once a day, unless you want to blow 3 spirits of harmony on it. But yeah, so there's daily, so they're gating in that as well. But if you're trying to get into heroics, your gear's getting up there, and the gear you'll be getting, you'll want to put gems in them. Now if what they've done in this expansion is they still have the perfect green quality cuts, but what happens is when you get a perfect cut, it's now blue quality, and it's the same stat value as the rare quality gems. So, for instance, the red gems, the perfect delicate Pandarian garnet will have 160 agility, as will the delicate primordial ruby. So if you are buying these on the auction hall, check both, because I know today I listed the green quality, the one I cut from the green quality, the perfect delicate garnet for 300, and the primordial ruby was going for 250. So that's a 50 gold difference right there, and they're the exact same gem, really.
Oh,
you know, they
yeah.
go in the same
yeah.
slot. They're the same stats. So you wanna check both of those if you're buying off the auction hall, because you know, this is where jewel crafters try and get you or take advantage. I'm not saying I'm doing it, but some might. by listing
hey,
them
Hoof
at different
admitted
prices.
To it. At least you could admit
yes,
to it.
Yes. Well, see, I'm not Hoofit. I don't do those kind of underhanded things.
Who's underhanding?
I didn't say that, did I?
There's no, like, perfect herb.
And
it's just all
voice.
The same
use
herb.
Voice. But anyway, now, that's just something you want to look at if you're buying these gems off the auction hall. Is look for the perfect and look for, of the green quality and look for the just the regular blue quality because the stats are the same.
I'm sure there are some people out there that
really
do agree that there is a some kind of perfect herb for them. What were you saying?
Yes.
Right. Like Golden Lotus.
Speaking of Golden Lotus, Hoof, how did you feel about those guys?
They can suck it. There's a different... Yeah, I'm not talking about the herb either. I love those. There's a different name for the Alliance equivalent of the Golden Lotus. I don't remember the name. Go figure.
It
well, that's Alliance.
Matter.
Who cares? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Whatever. so, but they are the gateway reputation to other reputations.
Nice.
Since we're talking about perfect herbs,
gateway reputation.
They
once you get started on the Golden Lotus, next thing you know,
can't stop.
Oh nope. Man! Next thing you know, you're gonna be moving on to Shadowpan. You're gonna be moving on to the August Celestials. It just doesn't stop. Anyway, so yeah, the nice. The Golden Lotus, man. If you haven't unlocked these, I think you can't even unlock them until you hit 90. But I know you can unlock the zone that they're in, the Valley of Eternal Blossoms, I think, is... I think you unlock that in the summit. You open that up, you go to the Shrine of the Two Moons. Man, these names are going to kill me. The White Tiger, the Two Moons, the Blah... Oh, jeez. Anyway, so you go to your faction side. There's a northern and a southern side, and the northern side is the Horde one. And there's going to be a whole bunch of quests there, and I'm pretty sure they don't show up until you hit 90. I could be wrong. I don't remember visiting there, because I was pushing so hard to hit 90 that I didn't really visit there a whole lot. So... You go there,
I'll
there's
check.
Gonna be quests everywhere, all over the damn place. And I remember when I went there for the first time at 90, because I wanted to get my flying, I just said, holy crap, where do I even start? There's just too much crap. So the most logical place to start, there's all kinds of ways you can go, but these are what I recommend. I recommend you start with Golden Lotus. While you're there, pick up the Cloud Serpent stuff. They're all in the same room. There's the Golden Lotus, the Cloud Serpents. There's a dude for scenarios. There's a guy for fishing. There's a guy for Shadow Pan, the August Celestials. There's all these different things all in once. But here's the thing. The Shadow Pan and the Frying Pan, the August Celestials... They are the factions that have your like high-end enchanting recipes or patterns. Well, the Klaxi have stuff too, but you don't have to, they're not gated by anything else. You can work on them before you even start these. So yes, keep working on the Klaxi, but get on Golden Lotus as soon as you can, right from the start, because two other places are going to be blocked until you get revered. The quests from those reputations that you can get say, get revered with Golden Lotus. So you can't do anything until you get revered first. It's funny because I'm actually closer to revered with Shadowpan than I am with Golden Lotus, and I've been doing dailies every day for Golden Lotus. So yeah, if you do all of Town Long, you'll get to... you'll get a good chunk of Honored, or maybe it's almost Honored, if you do all the zone quests. So, Oh, let's see. What else? What else? The
I want tabards, man. This is making me sad about tabards.
Oh, I know. I know. I would love to just... Yeah,
tabards were nice.
Yeah, well, in a way, I guess it doesn't... It's kind of the same thing. I mean, you pick a tabard, you're working on one rep to before you start others, but...
yeah, but you're running the heroics to get the gear already, so it's like... You're having to...
Yeah, twofold. You could be getting some of the rep as well. Yeah,
double up now.
I guess it's the price you pay for being able to accomplish everything, doing anything. I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of. other reps. Okay, so Klaxi, Golden Lotus are the ones you want to start on right away. Cloud Serpents, if you want your dragon mount, you want to start on those guys. I'm about a third of the way to Exalted, and I have not. If anybody remembers Burning Crusade, that did the Netherwing quests. It's very similar to Netherwing. There's dailies that you can do. There's also eggs you can find to turn in for rep.
Oh, lovely.
Now, but here's the thing. I am already, Miss has been out 8 days. 8 days, I hit 92 days after it came out. So for 6 days, I've been doing the Cloud Serpent rep. And I'm a third of the way through to Exalted. And I haven't found a single egg yet.
And, oh, wow. Yeah, you'll have it soon. I've seen the people on those dragons already, so...
Well, yeah, because those people were farming those eggs like crazy. They had them on, like, the second and third day because they were farming them.
Yeah.
just a quick note on the Cloud Serpents. If you it pays to have your professions because in addition to the normal dailies that you can do, there are profession dailies that you can do for them as well. There's the cooking one, there's a fishing one, archaeology, and first aid. And all of those, they don't provide as much rep as the normal daily quests, but still it adds up. Outside of that, another thing that you kind of want to think about getting, it might sound silly at first, but the tillers. This is in the Half Hill.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Sun Ranch. Yep. It's the Sun Song Ranch at Half Hill. So if you do the Tillers dailies, this is where you're going to unlock Farmville. And I thought this was going to be a mini game like pet battles, and I did the quest because they were experienced when I went through there, and I said, I am not touching this. I don't have time for pet battles or Farmville or none of that. But it's not even a game. So this is what it is. You have a little farm. You start out with only a fourth of the available farm. And each quarter of the field that you have contains four plots of soil. Now, what you can do with the soil is, well, yes, there's a daily that the guy gives you. So of the four plots of soil, you want to save one of those for the daily quest. On the other three, you can go buy seeds for a few silver and plant whatever seeds you want. The only one I know offhand is the juicy carrots for agility.
That's Way of the Walk. We figured that out earlier because I was looking at it for my monk.
Yes, and for my bear. So, and probably for rogues, so I'm sure they like agility too.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it's been hunters.
Oh, man, everybody likes agility. It's the best food. So, yeah.
Damn juicy. Yeah,
juicy
carrots.
So you go by, yeah, go do the Way of the Walk quest. I think you have to, no. Well, you might have to spend an Iron Paw token on the recipe. I don't remember about that, though. But you get the Iron Paw tokens through the dailies. But you buy the recipe for the juicy carrot thing. You buy the actual seeds for the carrots for a few silver. You go plant these in the things of soil. Now, let's say you weren't even interested in doing the daily. You could put in, you know, one seed in each four of the plots. Each plot will give you a minimum of five of the reagent that you want. So in this case, if I use all four for the carrots, I would have 20 juicy carrots
Oh, nice.
So, and it takes 2 carrots to make a food, so that's half a stack. Now, as you gain reputation, like when I hit honored today, and I opened up another section of my farm. So now I have 8 plots of soil. So I've got half my farm opened up, and I've just got carrots lining the whole thing, so I can get a whole stacks of the good stuff.
Better watch out for those wascally wabbits.
Well, that's the okay. So this is as no. This is as gamey as it gets. When you're on the farm, when you're planting your seeds, there's a couple things that could happen. Most of it just involves clicking on it. You click the soil to till it. You click the soil and click the seeds to plant it. And this is where the mini games begin. And by mini game, I mean it takes like an extra 5 to 10 seconds, and that's it. So like you plant something. And it'll be wild. So you click on it, and you get like a little pop-up screen that you can tug on it or punch it in the face and tame it. So that... yeah. What you're planting is tangled, you click it, and you get tangled up in it, and you run away to unsnag it. And
yeah, you drag it back. Yeah, I did that one. Heck,
dude.
Sometimes a little... You'll have one of those little rabbit things come up, and you have to fight it, or if it's aromatic, it'll attract a bird and you have to fight it. But once you've done the basic, you till the soil, you plant the seed. Sometimes it goes straight to the growing phase. Other times it has this mini game thing where you have to punch it or untangle it or whatever. And then once it's growing, it's done. At midnight, I think some plants, maybe the special plants, like when you're exalted and you can buy some crazy magical seeds or whatever, magical brownies, most of them I think you can
lotus brownies.
Yeah, it's like a daily you can right, these are smell good, don't they?
Anyway. These aren't shadow pan brownies.
So there, it's like a daily in the sense, like your jewel crafting daily or the inscription daily. You can plant it. At midnight, it resets, so at a minute after midnight, you can go and you can basically, it's like, it looks like an herbalism icon. You basically just herb whatever you farm, whatever you planted, and then you can retill the soil and replant all your seeds and do the whole minigame process again, and then just wait, you know, once, get it to the growing phase, and then the next day, you're ready to pick them up again. So, even if you're not a cook, you can at least get the reagents for your buff food this way. And by doing the dailies and getting your rep up, you can unlock more of your farm than just the 4 tiny little plots. So you can create a lot of food. Now go ahead.
I have 2 things here. One's a question and one's a something for everyone. The question is, you guys have both kind of gotten into this, do you think this farming thing is worth your time?
Yes.
Obviously, we need the food for the buffs, for the raids and everything, so you think this is worth it to do that?
Yep, absolutely. It takes very little effort. Even with, at the most, whenever you have a full farm, it might become a little much of a pain in the butt to have to go punch 16 things in the face if they all ended up being wild, I've never seen all of them do the same thing. So, but like I said, most of the time it's like a little click. You click it, you run away, it's done. Or you click it, you tug it up, it's done. Or you water it and it's done. It's in the growing phase. It takes very little effort, and once it's, you set it and forget it. Like a slap chop.
Okay. Well, that being said, though, I'm gonna say I'm on my monk. I was leveling so fast, I did not touch any professions. So, the other day I decided I wanna take a look at cooking. I heard this little tip on cooking. So on WoWProfessions.com, I read up on there. And it said you can level your cooking from 0 to Miss of Pandaria level cooking in just a few minutes. So today, right before I really got on to play, I went and tried it out. And it did. It took me about 10 to 15 minutes. I went from, you know, 1 point to 545. And it cost me a little bit of gold, less than 500 gold probably total. And I went and boom, leveled it up, leveled it up, leveled it up. There's right there at the half hill, there's a little cooking trainer. She gives you the recipes right there. And each recipe will give you, each thing that you make gives you 5 points in cooking. And then you, as soon as you max that one out, you turn around, you buy the next one. And she also has all of the mats that you need to level these, except for these golden carp, which are the, or should I call them golden crap? They're just the throwaway fish for this expansion, which you can get for relatively cheap on the auction house now. But the hardest part about it, for me, other than the 10 or so minutes that it took, was that there was some idiot alliance dude that kept fearing everybody. So I'd be standing there trying to level my stuff up, and I think it was a priest, might have been a warlock, I don't know. All of a sudden I would
Here's the thing, just get what you should have done
scared and go taking off running down the hill. I'm like, come on.
What you should have done is walked over to where the farm is, because it's phased and everybody else will disappear. You could just create your little campfire and just cook right there.
You do it so fast that I would just stood at the vendor. Like, literally, well, I mean...
I know, but I mean, if you said people were fear-bombing you...
Yeah, yeah. For a minute, then, it was like, it was kind of funny and kind of annoying, but I'm like, I'm gonna have to come back and do this, I think.
Yeah. Well, to do the farming, you actually don't need a skill. You just need the reputation, or you need to do the quest chain to unlock it, and then the reputation to open up more plots. The farming, you don't need herbalism to do it or anything. You just...
No, but you're going to want to be able to cook the stuff that you get, so...
Well, you can, but... Okay, let's say you did not want to spend 10 minutes to go from 1 to Pandaria-level cooking.
545. I'm not even kidding you.
All right, if
the fish are really expensive on the auction hall and you don't have fishing?
That's true.
I don't know. I the other day when I looked, they were pretty expensive, but today they were, I just went and picked them up a couple hundred gold for some stacks. So,
yeah, I'm just saying the food that you cook is not bind on pickup. You could still farm the materials and send them over and I can cook the food. Even if you're not a cook and you don't even want to give it to anybody that cooks, because the reagents themselves are semi-gated, because you can grow only so much per day, I haven't checked, but I think you can sell these for pretty good on the auction house, just straight up reagents.
Because the Way of the Walk quest requires those juicy carrots, and I don't have them yet, so at this point I would either ask for them or go see how much they cost,
Well, here's the thing. The juicy carrot seeds are on the vendor right next to her, the Way of the Walk trainer. So to get juicy carrots, you can just grow them. Or you can pay, and this is why I think they cost so much, because you can pay an Iron Paw token, which they're not easy to come by. It's like, remember when you used to get the Dalaran Cooking Awards? It's like a daily type thing. You only get one a day, yep. I think. So...
Oh, and even the Ogrimmar ones, too. You got one token a day, and then it costs, X tokens for a cooking recipe, and,
Quick note on that. The Dalaran Daily Cooking Awards and the Ogrimmar Cooking Awards,
the Epicurean,
those are the same award now. They've combined them into the same award.
Yeah, I need to go get that hat, then.
The chef hat? That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is very, very cool. You have never cooked so fast in your life. anyway, so, So you could buy the juicy carrots for an Iron Paw token. I was a dork and didn't realize that the seed vendor was right there, and I didn't want to wait a day. I bought a bag of things.
Yeah.
I wasted an Iron Paw token because, like I said, I didn't get it because the first time through, I said, I don't want to deal with this game because I thought it was a game, but it's not. It's just all I had to do. A pack of seeds is like 10 or 13 silver or something. So I just bought 4 seeds, go plant them, and that's 20 juicy carrots. That's the equivalent of 4 Iron Paw tokens, and that's why I think that they're selling for so much is because people aren't paying attention like I wasn't.
They don't realize, they're like, wow, that's 4, like, 4 tokens worth of stuff. That's expensive, yeah.
Right. So Yeah.
Well, all of that, too, is to say that cooking is stupid easy to level right now, and if you have any sort of gold, and if you want to level it because it's cool getting all those achievements and watching all the dings go off, you know.
Oh, man.
Stupid, really easy.
Yep. You don't need gold. You can fish it up if you want. It'll take a little bit longer, but if you have the gold and they're on the auction house, you can go buy up your golden craps and...
Yeah,
and start cooking.
If they're just white level fish, they're not anything special. They're just the mist vendor fish. So,
yep. Well, that about wraps up our main content. So I think it's about time we get into.
That would be shout outs and Hendlove. So. As always, we got to send some hen love to the Hoarderlies. It's, you know, I mentioned it last week, and still since, you know, every night I log in, there's lots of people on. You know, generally there's like 14 or 15 on, which has been a record as of late. You know, it's been a long time since we've had that many people on, and it's great to see.
Yeah, man. You know, and we've been in slowly trickling, inviting people, like one a month, two, maybe two. Well, I mean, not counting alts. And now that Pandaria hit, everybody's on, and it's a much more lively environment.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, speaking of that, I want to give a shout out to Hearthcast. All of our listeners on Twitter and Facebook, especially those that comment on Twitter and
yes.
on Facebook and give us 5-star reviews and follow us back on Twitter and like us on Facebook
and Twitter
and _ Hoarderlies.
I want to just give a shout out. I was listening to a Hearthcast from like one or two episodes ago, and man, it totally made my day. Amy Jade the Lock was their guest on there, and it was super cool just to hear them talking about other shows and talking about us and talking about how fun it was, you know, just the interaction on Twitter that we do and how I am addicted to posting stupid stuff on Twitter. And evidently some people are getting a kick out of it. So I will, you just fed the troll. I'm going to have to keep doing it. So I definitely appreciate that. We got a lot of really cool people that we interact with, and if you're bored, if you've never checked out Twitter, it's really stupid, but the community is pretty cool, and there's some really cool people out there. So, and it's another resource. If you ever have any questions, honestly, throw a question out there. You'll probably get a response back from us within minutes, and there's a good chance it'll be useful information too.
Oh, real
Not
quick,
always, but a good chance.
This week, Hearthcast is recording with a guest host from Ask Mr. Robot. Veronica will be guesting on their show. So
nice.
Keep an eye out for Hearthcast and check it out. I don't know what the subject is going to be exactly, but I'm sure it's going to have a lot of Ask Mr. Robot stuff in it. And if you like that, you really need to probably check it out.
Cool. All right. I guess that does it for episode 15 of the Training Dummies. Yes, 15. Wow.
15.
No,
we're
I'm surprised we got
that Golden
past
Lotus.
14.
Be sure to check out our website, thetrainingdummies.com. If you'd like to contact any of us or the show, our information is there. We also encourage you to leave comments on the episodes. You can also like us at facebook.com/thetrainingdummies, follow us on Twitter @trainingdummies, and subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to email or record an MP3 and send it to theshow@thetrainingdummies.com. Thank you and good night.
At
Recoward? Recoward? Maybe you rolled up a Golden Lotus.
Yeah, I felt myself stumble over that one.
So until next time, don't be a dummy.
Woo!
Let us take the beating for you.
Woo!